Rumory Brother, October 1857. Testimony from Vision given in Monterey, Michigan, October 8, 1857. Dear Brother Rumory, you remember the vision given last Thursday Eve. In that vision, I saw the case of Brother Victor Jones. I saw that the Lord loved him, but he had had reasons for discouragement. He possessed a noble, generous disposition. He looked for and expected to find the same disposition in his brethren, but was disappointed. They said, "By their profession we are pilgrims and strangers," yet their heart and treasure were here. Brother Rumory, you could, in many little acts, have eased Brother Jones's burden and never felt it. But for years you have loved money better than religion, better than God. And it is like taking out the right eye, cutting off the right arm to part with this money. You do not realize it, but it is your God. You cannot appreciate the worth of the soul until you die to this world and overcome your love of money. God is displeased with and looks with a frown upon your close dealing with your brethren, making a little something out of them, taking advantage of them when you can. God hates such things, and every single instance wherein you are guilty is written in the book and will stand against you unless you humbly repent of it and reform. I saw that instead of inquiring into Brother Jones's wants, feeling a kindly sympathy for him, you have coldly shut up the bowels of compassion toward him. He expected when you embraced the present truth, it would work a reformation in you in these things. He was disappointed, and his hands were weakened and fell without strength at his side. He felt and said, "It is no use, it is no use. I can't live religion. I can't keep the truth." He has stumbled over your selfishness, your love of the world, but God has pitied and reached out a helping hand. His propensities are strong habits that would ruin his family and himself, and he will have a constant war to subdue this dreadful appetite and overcome it. His brethren can help him if they will. You can help him and favor him and love him, not in word merely, but in deed, in action, and bind to your heart with strong Christian cords an erring, burdened brother. Brother Rumory, you have felt, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Said the angel, "Thou art thy brother's keeper, and in a degree responsible for his soul. Jesus died for you." Said the angel, "Love one another as I have loved you." "How much?" "Enough to give your life for a brother." Said Jesus, "Can ye drink of the cup? Can ye be baptized with the baptism? Love one another as I have loved you." Genesis 4, verse 9, Mark 10, verse 38, John 13, verse 34. Will you, for this world's goods, suffer him to stumble over your close dealing, your close, covetous dealing, to perdition? That brother that stumbles thus will be required at your hand. God calls for noble-hearted men, and the love of the world has eaten out this nobleness that shows forth in them the image of their Maker. Now God designs the truth to purify, to purge from you this love of the world. It must do it, or your case is hopeless. You have not dealt generously and truly with Brother Jones. You let the love of money crowd out all the noble principles of the soul. Every noble, generous act is written in the book. Every neglect of a brother, every selfish advantage taken of a brother, is written in the book. Dear brother, in the vision God has given me, as it has unfolded to my mind, I have felt distressed, distressed. I have many fears that you will never get the world out of your heart. You will have to work faster and more in earnest than you yet have done. May the Lord open your eyes to yourself. May you see that the greatest share of your heart is occupied with the world. I saw that at present, God does not call for the houses his people need to live in, that there was no need of these at present. But if those who have an abundance here do not hear his voice and cut loose from the world and sacrifice for God, he will pass them by and call to those who are willing to do anything for Jesus, to sell even their homes to meet the wants of the cause. God will have a free will offering, and those who give must esteem it a privilege to do so. It is not God's design for a few to be eased and others burdened. There must be a greater willingness to do each his part as God has prospered him. I was shown that those who are poor and have the least of this world's goods see the wants of the cause and divide to meet the wants of the cause, while the able and wealthy do not do so. $1 is held more tightly by you than 10 are by the day laborer. It will be hard for you to see this. Oh, the deceitfulness of riches! The more the possessor has, the less does he see the wants of the cause, and the more difficult it is to hear the voice of Jesus when it calls for his means. He is sorrowful.
Brother Rummery, it is very hard for you to deny self and take an upright, generous, noble course, that all who see you can know that a reformation is wrought in you by the truth. This change is looked for in you. You must cut loose from the world. You can have this world if you pursue the same course you have pursued, but you cannot have heaven nor its treasure. Choose ye whom ye will serve, God or Mammon. The time has come for you to choose. Dear Brother Rummery, I came to your house purposely to tell you the vision, but my heart sank within me. I knew my weakness, and knew I should feel the deepest distress for you while relating it to you, and I was afraid I should not have strength to do it, and should mar the work. Now, brother, I am afflicted and distressed for you, and when at your house was so burdened I could not stay. I send this communication to you with much trembling. I fear from what I have seen that your efforts will be too weak. You will make no change.
Oh, will you get ready for Jesus' coming?
I kept the vision from every one, even my husband, but I must speak plainly to you. You must have a thorough work done for you, or you will fail of heaven. Said the angel, "It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Luke 18, verse 25. In trial.